Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 14th, 2012. To this day, my dad has never put a bumper sticker on any vehicle he's ever owned. Refuses to. Won't do it. Not a political sticker. Not an organization sticker. Not an I support this or that cause sticker. And most assuredly, not a religious sticker, even though my dad is a faithful Christian. One day I asked him, "So what is it that you have against bumper stickers?" Here's what he said. "I don't want to be reduced to a slogan. If I put bumper stickers on the back of my car, people will think they know who I am simply by reading the stickers. They'll know my theology. They'll know the causes that I support. And they'll make some judgments about that. They'll know, or they'll think they know, my politics. Those stickers boil us all down to a slogan, or saying, or one opinion. And well, Gary, people are just more complicated than that." Wow, that's a pretty good piece of wisdom. I'm not saying anything about whether or not we should have bumper stickers, but think about the times that you have ridden down the road and looked at somebody's bumper, read a series of stickers, and all of a sudden, you think you know that person. You think you know about them, and you can make judgments about them because of what you agree or disagree with that they have pasted on their bumper. People are more complicated than a bumper sticker. Well, the church at Corinth obviously didn't have bumper stickers, but they had plenty of slogans. And as we've read through the epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, this first letter he wrote, we've uncovered some of those slogans. Here are some of them that we've heard so far. "I am for Peter," bumper sticker. "I am for Paul," bumper sticker. "I am for Apollos," bumper sticker. "I am for Jesus," bumper sticker. Here's some more bumper stickers, slogans, placards. You can almost see them carrying the signs to identify themselves. "All things are lawful." Here's another. "It is good for a man not to touch a woman." And then we come to today's slogan. "All of us possess knowledge." Now, the group that was using this slogan was the group that was committed to eating whatever they wanted to eat. Most importantly, they didn't care if they ate meat that had come to them or come to the marketplace from a local pagan temple. Meat that had, in its life before as an animal, had been sacrificed in front of an idol. The people who were wearing the "all of us possess knowledge" sticker were saying, "It doesn't matter. Idols are nothing, and we know that idols are nothing, so whatever was sacrificed before the idol doesn't mean anything, and we can eat whatever we want because we know this." Well, there was another group in the church at Corinth who was troubled by this. They could not, in good conscience, participate in any part of the pagan sacrificial system. They couldn't even pick up some hamburger at the local market if they knew it had come from the pagan temple. They didn't want to be associated with the pagan system. They didn't want to be associated with their old life. And so they were very fastidious about keeping clear about what they could eat and couldn't eat. Obviously, this offended the "all of us possess knowledge" camp, and before you know it, there are quibbles and other sorts of discussions breaking out at the Corinthian potluck dinners. Well, Paul takes the people who possess all knowledge, he takes them on. And he takes them on with this line: knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Anyone who claims to know something does not yet have the necessary knowledge, but anyone who loves God is known by God. And then Paul goes on to explicate an argument about preferring the other, about putting the other first. And essentially, he uses the love builds up argument to encourage people from the we can eat whatever we want to camp to be a little more thoughtful, to be a little more patient, to be a little more hospitable, to be a little more open to the people who did not share their convictions. The more things change in the church, the more things stay the same. We still reduce each other to theological positions, liturgical preferences, high church, low church, Anglo-Catholic, evangelical, conserving, progressive. We've got plenty of labels, plenty of bumper stickers. Some of the bumper stickers we wear proudly, and other bumper stickers people have put upon us. 21 centuries later, it seems to me that Paul's first admonition to the knowledge, we have all knowledge crowd, his first admonition is still valuable to us. Knowledge puffs up, but love, that builds up. Maybe we've reached the time in our life together in the church that we can be more attentive to increasing our love for one another and less concerned about who knows what. After all, people are just more complicated than a bumper sticker. Let us pray. Give ear to our prayers, O Lord, and direct the way of your servants in safety under your protection, that, amid all the changes of our earthly pilgrimage, we may be guarded by your mighty aid. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.